August weather, quite frankly. I mean, you can always jump in the pool, jump in the golf, go out in the boat. You can do all those things.
So much vitamin D.
Oh, absolutely, which is so good for you.
I really miss it, you guys. 24 degrees, I just checked the temperature. I'm not a fan. I'm really not.
I am not either. And I think this morning early, I think everybody needed to be very careful. I don't think there was any freezing, black ice is what they call it, on the roads. Mm-hmm. But you got to be careful because it is cold. And it did rain a lot, so there had to be some standing water somewhere that froze.
But wasn't it beautiful yesterday, right before we knew that cold was coming? The sun peaked out for about 30 minutes.
Wasn't that amazing? It was really cool. It really was.
I felt so good inside. I just went outside, and even though it was a little chilly, I was like, okay, we're getting just a little bit of warmth.
That's right.
Before the frigid air.
That's exactly right. And now, you know, we're going to warm up a little bit, and then here we're going to go right back to it into the week. So here we go. I don't think anybody is out planting their tomato plants this morning.
Oh,
so,
please don't.
So we can
I don't think you can break ground.
We can talk about it, but I don't think you're going to get out today. But, you know, just some of the things that we've talked about many times on the Garden Line insofar as cold weather. If you did cover some of your valuable plants outside, good for you because you probably had to. But keep in mind that once the temperatures get, into the high 40s, whatever, you know, once this freeze is over, you need to take them off, especially if it was done with some type of plastic, if you will. Now, it's going to get cold again. It's going to freeze again, I think, on Friday, Jen. I'm not sure if it's at Friday.
It looks like it's going down to about 28.
So if you've wrapped them in blankets, just leave them on. There's no sense in taking them off and putting them back on.
Does mold breed on the plastics?
I don't think. No, plastics are going to, if you put that over a plant and the sun, you know, you get it, say, into the 50s, it can kind of act like a greenhouse. It can kind of burn them, if you will. Now, the temperatures are not going to get that high. I think we're going to be in the high 40s, maybe in the 50s.
So that probably isn't going to happen.
And wrapping those plants is such a chore that you may just want to leave everything on there and take a chance. Until we get past this weekend freeze, then get them off as quickly as you can, and then water them. Water them after that. You know, hopefully you watered them before the freeze, but after the freeze and all your blankets and all that are off your plants, let's give them a good watering. And quite honestly, this is when it gets down this cold into the mid-20s or lower 20s, all bets are off, especially on some plants. Some plants you may wrap and try to protect, they may not make it, especially if it's some of your tropicals outside.
Right.
My croton at this point is bare bones anyway. It doesn't have a leaf on it.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I'm just going to replace it.
I mean, I've just brought all of mine inside the house. We have a plant nursery inside now.
Yeah, I hear you. I have two areca palms on my patio, kind of under a cover. And it takes two strong teenagers to pick up that pot. And I don't have two strong teenagers at home anymore.
Just laying around, right?
So I just said, look, I'm just going to take my chances and see what happens. So hopefully they were protected enough. So we'll see. Yeah. But this cold is something we do have to be concerned about. I don't think we've gotten cold enough to damage any of our ornamentals, our basic plants, everything from ligustrum to boxwood to Japanese yew and all of that. But any tropicals or subtropicals you have out, if they weren't protected, I think you may have to tell them goodbye.
I brought my petunias in.
Oh, yes.
I brought those in because I feel like those are a little bit more delicate, and I have them potted on little stands outside. So I just pulled those in and stuck them by a window. At least they get a little bit of light. Is that something
okay? Oh, sure.
Okay?
Oh, absolutely. And petunias are an unusual plant. Is you normally think of petunias as a spring annual. You plant them into spring. But a lot of people, along with the pansies and ornamental kale and cabbage and that type of thing, will plant petunias in the fall because they will take a little bit of cold weather, even a little frost.
Okay.
Hard freeze like we had last night.
Oh, boy.
Maybe not. So I'm glad you brought them in.
I also have a question, and this listener has the same question. Can you leave your frost blankets on your citrus trees?
You know what? I think I would leave them on there.
For the next few days.
For the next few days. Let's go ahead and get past this. And I'm looking at the weather over here. I'm not even sure that's Pensacola. But I think we're going to get down close to 30 again.
Right.
And so I would leave it on there. Absolutely.
Yes. And, yeah. And hey, if you have any more questions or calls, please feel free to check in with us, 437-1620. Catherine let us know that it was 20 degrees in Ferry Pass at 6 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
She's going to wait to uncover everything till Sunday. That's probably a really good bet.
I think that's great advice. I think that's what I would also do.
20.
Yeah. Wow, 20 degrees. I do remember back, somebody who's listening can help me with the date. I'm going to say the early 80s, maybe the late 70s, where we went down to 9 degrees. And it wreaked havoc on so many plants. And what happens to so many of these plants is, as we've already always preached on the guard line, if you go out and you've got some damage from the cold, don't prune it back, because you prune it back in Pensacola in late February. Then in March, we get some 70-degree weather, puts on new growth. Then we freeze again. Just let it ride. But back then, when we went to 9, so many of our permanent plants, the ones I was talking about a minute ago, had what they call split bark. The freeze split the bark, kind of at the base. And once you have that split bark, that plant is going to be in big trouble. But it takes a long time. From that freeze we had back then all the way into the spring and even the early summer, you didn't even see any damage. But eventually that plant went downhill because of that split bark caused by those single-digit numbers.
Can you wrap the trunks, or is there...
I don't think you're going to get by with that. Wow. I think once again, that's when we're at the mercy of Mother Nature.
Okay. You go down to
single
right.
digits. But it was Christmas. I want to say...
December 1989.
Thank you, Catherine.
Very
and, Catherine, I think it was Christmas Eve. If I'm not mistaken, was it Christmas Eve or
Santa
right around
Claus
the Christmas?
Santa Claus came to town.
Oh, my goodness.
Jack
yeah.
Frost, actually, is That's what it is.
That's exactly right. Oh, so, Catherine, you're absolutely right. And it was a mess. It really was. And we lost, a lot of people lost some St. Augustine grass in that, with normally St. Augustine grass kind of likes this cold weather to go dormant.
Resilient,
then it comes back. But you go down that low here in Pensacola. And if I remember correctly, Catherine, you may help me here. When it got that cold quick. In other words, that afternoon, I mean, it was cold, but it was not that bad, probably in the 50s. But boom, it went down to single digits. That's when you have so much damage, when that temperature has these large fluctuations, big differences. It didn't ease into that cold. It came on quick, and that's where we had so much damage.
That's crazy. Hey, we have another question coming in. This listener would like to know, if she pruned her roses on Sunday, should she cover them? She forgot to cover them last night. Is it best to cover them right now, or are they okay?
I don't think you need – if she did it on Sunday, I don't think so. I don't think it had a chance to put on any new growth.
Okay.
And this is the time of the year to do that. I mean, this is when we do it. Remember, Valentine's Day is when we prune our roses. No, I think you're going to be okay with the temperatures we had. I really do.
Okay. Yeah, I pruned mine. I do have a rose bush, actually. It started super small, a little bit smaller than my hand wide open. My sister got it for me. They're yellow. Yeah. And it's now I have a giant – rose bush, but again, I brought everything in the house.
I'm telling you, and I hope before the show is over, if we don't do it today, we'll do it another day, because we've got a lot to talk about. But while we have Catherine listening, I've got to tell her another thank you, because she gave me a book one time called The Garden Guide to the Lower South.
Oh.
It's published by the Trustees Garden Club in Savannah, Georgia. It is a great book, and they have a wonderful 10-step article on what to do buying and planting and pruning roses. And I was going to review some of that before
this
show's over.
Let's do that.
But we got to take a break.
Yes.
But after the break, one or two other things to kind of answer some questions from last week. Then we can look at some of this rose stuff.
Love it. Stick around.
You got it.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
This is where you hear news first.
An explosion and fire Sunday afternoon at an ECUA compressed natural gas fueling station on Pine Forest Road.
Live, local, all day.
Destroys at least 5 sanitation trucks. ECUA spokeswoman Natalie Bauer says there was damage to another 2 or 3 trucks still being evaluated.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Robin.
Oh my goodness, I used to dance to this song with my babies when they were little.
That is so cool. I am not sure who that is.
Bobby Day.
Bobby Day. Okay,
yes.
I should have known that.
I used to work at a little children's fitness and development center,
right.
And we used to play that song and dance with our babies.
Oh,
and
how much fun.
It became one of my favorite songs. I love
that
it.
Thanks for playing that. That is really cool.
I love it.
Hey, Jenna, last week we had a couple of texts, and we had one person who texted us and said, I was down at Community Maritime Park,
yes,
down on the water, and saw a plant that had some red to it, some red coloration on it. And I told him at the time, I said, I'll be downtown doing on some business, what have you, this week. I'll go by there and look, which I did. And I had trouble at first. I really thought the texture was talking about a nandina or some of the plants that really this time of year do have just a solid red color. But
okay,
what I found, and I think this is what the texture was talking about, they were looking at Indian hawthorn. Another name people may relate to is called Raphiolyptus. It's everywhere. People have landscaped with it for years in Pensacola. And it's got nice green foliage. But in the winter, some of the leaves turn kind of purplish, reddish, more red than purple.
Yeah.
And down at the Community Maritime Park, that's exactly what's happening down there. It's called Indian hawthorn. But we need to talk about it real quick, about Indian hawthorn. It's a basic plant in Pensacola, has been for years. But remember we had trouble with dogwoods? And,
right.
And people who've gardened for years will relate to red top photinia,
mm-hmm,
which you can't even buy anymore because it got the fungal spots on it. It got the fungus, the leaf spot fungus, if you will. Well, Indian hawthorn in the last, 7 or 8 years, has been affected by that leaf spot. Many, many people have them in their landscape, and they have either died or they're dying are. They just look bad because they've lost so much foliage.
And that's from the mold?
Oh, no. It's kind of a virus type thing.
Oh, no.
That's why going back to the red top, was a basic hedge plant years ago, decades ago. Everybody had it because it was so gorgeous. Red foliage, bulletproof plant. It got what they called photinia leaf spot, and they don't even grow them anymore. You can't buy one if you wanted to because they just went extinct for all practical purposes. But insofar as Indian hawthorn is concerned, I've told people in the last 5 or 6, 7 years, just don't plant it. Even if somebody says, well, this would be a great spot for Indian hawthorn, because it's a wonderful plant. It's a medium-growing, mounding plant. It has white blooms on it that are just gorgeous in the spring. But this disease has caused us major problems. I would not invest in Indian hawthorn. Now, I looked real close at the ones down at the Community Maritime Park. Next time you're down there, Jenna, take a look at it. And it had a few of the spots on there. You're going to get that. But it didn't have any of the just total destruction of the plant like a lot of people have had.
Do you think because of proper care and treatment?
Well, I think it's just something in the environment that has that has caused this. Now, what you need to do, if you do plant them, if you just say, Mike, I'm going to plant it anyway because I like it so much, that's fine. But be sure you have plenty of air circulation. In other words, you don't jam them together or jam them against other plants. Okay. Plenty of air circulation. And if you can, and this is hard to do because we all have sprinkler systems or put sprinklers out, water them like we recommend for roses. Water them from the bottom. Don't get that water on the foliage if you can help it. That might help the cause in keeping that fungus at bay. But in any event, it's a real mess. And that's a beautiful plant, though. It is just, like I say, a basic. And some of my – this is the good news part of that. Some of my friends, customers, if you will, are telling me they think theirs might be coming back a little bit, that maybe we're over the hump insofar as the utter destruction from the leaf spot fungus. Anyway, that may be more than we need to know about Indian hawthorn, but it is a beautiful plant, and they use it a lot down at the Community Maritime Park. Yeah. But everybody else has. Every landscaper, including myself, used it everywhere because we thought it was one of those plants that just wasn't going to have any problems. But it did. So that's to answer the question of the person that texts us. It does have, the ones down there also have it right now in the winter. That some of that new growth, some of that top foliage will get a reddish-purple look to it. So I think that's what that is. Okay. Now, we also had someone send us a picture last week of some weeds. It was a great picture of weeds in that it was kind of divided in two. It had dollarweed at the top and unknown weed at the bottom. All right. Well, I went and did a little research on it because I didn't know what it was either. I kind of had it at the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't do it. It is some people call it a Carolina geranium.
Oh.
It is a winter annual.
Which so it's not a weed?
No, it is a weed.
Oh, okay.
It has absolutely... I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of remote kin to geraniums, but it's called Carolina geranium, and it is a weed. Keep in mind now, a weed is only a plant in the wrong place.
Okay. I don't mind them as long as they look green.
Because they're green, exactly. And so some people wouldn't worry about this. But being a winter annual, it comes up in the winter, and that's why the folks had that picture of them right there. And so... by all practical purposes, a winter annual should die out in the spring and summer when the weather gets warm. Now, Pensacola is weird. It's like dollarweed is a summer annual. So you would say that 24 degrees we had last night would wipe out the dollarweed. But in many places, that doesn't happen. No. It just doesn't happen. That dollarweed is so strong and has kind of, these are my words, not technical words, kind of perennialized. Mm-hmm. They kind of come back, they're there all the time. And you really have to, if you want to get rid of them, you've got to do some spraying or pulling or whatever you're going to
do. But hey, some of us like the dollarweed, so don't get rid of it. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
Very good.
These days, you want your business to be anywhere and everywhere your customers are. On desktops and laptops, on iPads and iPhones, on smartphones and tablets, on gaming systems and mobile apps, and all over social media. Your business needs to be available, relevant, and visible. But where do you possibly begin? At ADX Digital Marketing, we have the experience planning, executing, and optimizing digital marketing campaigns for businesses of all sizes and shapes. Through strategic ad campaign creation, expansive targeting data, and best-in-class support, the ADX Digital Marketing team can ensure your business reaches the right customers at the right time. We help you develop strategies and campaigns that meet your customers where they are and let you follow your best customers and prospects as they move across all platforms and devices. Our team of digital marketing experts will provide you a partner throughout each step along the way to make sure your campaign is reaching your business's goals. Learn more by visiting adxdigitalmarketing.com. ADX Digital Marketing, your comprehensive digital marketing partner. Join Claimology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing the recent storms, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm, as well as inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports. Subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
This is Cooper Davis for News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Cat Country 98.7. We have an immediate opening for a part-time news anchor to gather, write, and report newscasts on weekends and during emergency weather and news coverage. Radio or TV news experience, internship, or college-level journalism is preferred. Excellent opportunity for advancement with an award-winning local news team. Find out more about this opening on newsradio923.com, where you'll also find an ADX employment application. Locally owned ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to the Garden Line. Hey, we are loving all of your questions and comments coming in. Please keep them coming. 437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And we did have a listener just text us, and they're looking for a specific plant. And so we're going to look a little bit more into that. They're a long South Palafox. They have round, big leaves, almost like a water lily. Maybe somebody else has seen them and they know what they're talking about as well. Text us in. And I have a feeling I know which one they're talking about because I enjoy going down there for coffee and shopping. But I'm blanking, and I totally even saw the plant when I was in the nursery the other day because we were looking at planting, and now I can't even think of the name. Okay. So,
Ask him specifically where that is, because as I said, I've got to go downtown a little bit of business on Thursday. I'll swing by there and take a look at it, and we'll ID it. I'll take some pictures, and we'll figure out what it is.
Yes, and we enjoy you guys just letting us know you're finding these beautiful things all over town. And hey, Catherine even let us know that the Camellia Garden and Plant Sale is on Sunday, 12 to 4, this coming Sunday, and they have 140 different camellias in the garden.
And let me tell you one thing. Are they selling their camellias again?
Apparently.
Yeah, they're selling. Let me tell you what, Catherine's absolutely right.
Oh, my word.
They're in these nice 3-gallon pots, maybe 3 feet tall, beautiful plants, all identified, and the Camellia Club folks will tell you how to take care of them.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for that, Catherine. Hey, let's take a quick break. We're going to check in into the newsroom.
No COVID testing being done today because of the weather. I'm the latest after Fox.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. More snow is on the way for parts of the South reeling from historic cold in Texas alone.
4.2 million still have no electricity at this hour. Many families taking turns to warm up in their cars as wind chills overnight dropped below zero again.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Dallas. Now, Houston police say a woman and girl are dead from carbon monoxide poisoning after the family used a car for heat during a storm. And a new poll out gives a hint of how some Republicans are feeling about former President Trump.
A new Quinnipiac University poll finds that 3/4 of Republicans say they'd like to see former President Trump play a prominent role in the Republican Party. The survey also asks if he should be allowed to hold elected office again. 55% of respondents said no.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 26 and cloudy. The wind chill is 18. I'm Mark Jacobs. No COVID-19 testing today. Ascension Sacred Heart locations reopen tomorrow. So do Community Health Northwest Florida testing locations, including Cantonment. The testing point at Tiger Point reopens Thursday. All flights to and from Pensacola between Nashville, Houston, and Dallas canceled again today because of the weather. State leaders fighting back against big tech, a proposed bill to increase data privacy and security, upholding the rights of Floridians over major technology companies. Representative Fiona McFarland sponsored the bill and hopes it will ensure privacy and make sure information stays private.
When we interact with websites, with apps, and services online, we leave behind troves of personal information about ourselves. While we celebrate the spirit of American ingenuity and innovation, we must balance this with protections for our private information.
The proposed legislation aiming to shift the balance of power back to consumers. One COVID-19 death, 45 additional cases Monday in Escambia County, 19 new cases, no deaths reported in Santa Rosa County, an unusually low number of tests reported yesterday, probably because of the holiday. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Going into the rest of the day, sunny skies, that high reaching near 42 degrees, but those wind chill values staying between 15 and 25 degrees. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
26 in Pensacola and Milton, 28 in Gulf Breeze at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are modestly higher. The Dow Industrials up 94 at 31,552. The NASDAQ's up 43. The S&P 500 is ahead 8. Bitcoin's price broke above 50,000 for the first time in history today, continuing its blistering rally. The world's largest digital currency rose more than 3% to an all-time high of $50,389. Bitcoin has gotten a boost from news of large firms like Tesla, MasterCard, and BNY Mellon warming to cryptocurrencies. CVS Health's fourth quarter earnings beat expectations as its pharmacy sales got a lift from providing COVID-19 testing and vaccines. The drugstore chain posted a profit of $975 million. A listeria outbreak possibly linked to fresh and soft cheeses has sickened 7 people in 4 states. The CDC has not identified a specific type or brand, but cautions that pregnant women, people over 65, or those with weakened immune systems should avoid soft cheeses. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
February 16, 1872, from a special meeting in Saxauer City Hotel, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Our report today is a holdover from last evening, for 1620 continues to seek additional information. And it is confirmed, as of today, Pensacola has a new element of health care. For last evening, 16 physicians, all of them practicing here in Pensacola, gathered and agreed to form the Pensacola Medical Association, which is designed to bring the doctors closer together in the sharing of innovations entering this field and also to assist one another with counsel in difficult cases. Dr. Jeriah Pierpont was responsible for last evening's gathering, and he was named chairman of this new association. Others who had done outside research in similar works in other cities were Drs. Heron and Hargis. The physicians agreed that they will meet as a group one evening per month and that they will adopt an organized method of subscribing to new publications on care which are being published in the North. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town.
Welcome back to the Garden Line. You're listening to your morning pep talk. Whenever I hear this song, I feel like we should be dancing in the snow.
I'm telling you.
It feels like we could be at this point out there. Oh. We're nice and warm in here, thankfully. But whenever I hear that song, and it actually came on my playlist this morning, I was like, yeah, it feels like we should have snow.
I think we're playing songs from the best of Jenna Barr this morning. I'll tell you right now, you've got some great stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to remember who that's. That was Louis? Not Louis. What?
Yes, that is Louis Prima.
Louis Prima. Prima, exactly.
And then Sam Butera and The Witnesses.
Wow.
Yes. A lot of people confuse him because of his tone with Louis Armstrong.
Right.
But Armstrong has more of a girth. Right. Girth to him.
Have you ever thought of doing a music show?
I actually do have one, but that's for another day.
We're talking gardening here today. Okay. I've got one quick interesting thing, if I can throw this in real quick. A lot of people are starting tomato plants and all different kinds of vegetable seeds indoors. It's the time to do that. You know, not outside because it's too cold. They start them indoors, you know, even on a windowsill or they have a small greenhouse or whatever. But I got to tell you something. The Leon County Library, that's over in Tallahassee, of course. If you go into the library, you can check out 3 packets of sample seed packets per month. In other words, if you're trying to teach your children how to start a tomato plant indoors, you can go to the library with a library card. They will give you 3 packets of vegetable seeds, which is basil and butter beans, cucumbers, melons, okra, peas, bell pepper, squash, tomatoes. I mean, all these things.
Yum.
And you do that once a month. Then the next month you can go back and get 3 more. But I think that is cool that the library is doing that over in Leon County. If anybody in our library is listening to that, it might be something we may want to copy. The county, of course, runs the libraries. And they could take a look at this. I just think that's cool. A great picture, of course we can't show it on the radio, of about a 2-year-old picking up his packet of seed with his library card in Tallahassee.
I feel like we need to do more of that all across the board in America. I have a friend from Japan, and in Japan, they learn to grow their food, cook their food, where it comes from, how it's made. We kind of super simplified here in America, although I'm very grateful because I was able to make my food and my dinner fast last night. That I did think of you when I was in the market the other day. I think it was Fresh Market, and I saw they brought out their spinner rack. Of seeds.
There you go.
When it's about time for planting.
Now is the time.
They bring it out into their little floral area. And so I saw it. They had everything you could think of. And some of it was organic. Some of it wasn't. But I thought that was really cool. I snagged a couple.
A lot of people, they like to start like tomato plants in the little peat pots. You know, they're made of peat moss. But they're formed into a pot. You put your soil in there, very light soil. Sow your tomato seeds, put them in the window, like I say, put them in a little greenhouse, wherever you can, where they won't freeze. And then you can just plant the whole, when you're getting ready to plant, you can kind of break up the pot, plant it in the ground, and you're on your way. And that's after the last freeze.
Okay.
And so you can start them right now. Matter of fact, my neighbor, he's a big tomato grower, has started his already.
Oh, see?
So it's kind of fun.
It
means spring is on its way.
Yes, please, from your mouth to Mother Nature's ears, please bring us some spring. Hey, I actually have a question for you,
man.
It's about my plants. Now, I have a bunch of indoor plants, and I've bought some outdoor plants that I have kept indoors just because of the fluctuating weather and temperatures, and they sit by the window. Now, sometimes on a warmer day inside, a white coating will start to form on top of the soil in my pot.
Okay.
But then it'll go away.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Yeah. And I'm not sure exactly what it is. It may be a salt type ingredient or something similar. coming up. Once you, when you water it, it just kind of comes to the top. But you're right. I see that all the time. I don't think there's any cause for alarm there whatsoever. It's not a fungus or a disease or that type of thing.
I we want to avoid those.
We do. We don't like those at all.
We don't want to give COVID to our plants or anything.
No. Okay. Jenna, you want to do a little, you want to go through this rose thing real quick? We can
yes.
do that. Okay. I'm going to. You know, last week we talked about doing a lightning round. This won't exactly be a lightning round, but we'll do this because we've talked about some of this before. But I really like this from the Trustees Garden Club in Savannah, Georgia. It's about roses. They all, you know, and these articles sometimes start out with Shakespeare, who said, "Of all the flowers, methinks a rose is best." So
yes.
William Shakespeare was absolutely right. Okay, we're 10 things. Well, number one, what type of rose do you want to buy? Hybrid tea. Hybrid tea is a long stem rose, I'm sure. Jenna, you got probably a dozen of them for Valentine's. And
possibly.
Possibly. Floribunda, which is a smaller blossom on a smaller plant. Then there's Grandiflora, which is a big growing rose, and it has big blooms on it, and they cluster up, very pretty. There is the climbers, which obviously climb along a fence. And, of course, the shrub roses, like the knockout roses, which we're very familiar with. So those are the types of roses from which you choose the ones you want to plant. Purchasing the roses, number two. Number one grade only. Buy only number one grade only. Don't buy them wrapped in plastic. We've said that. Don't buy the waxed roses. Bare root roses are good if they've been potted up in good soil. But be sure, the most important thing is do not buy a number two or even a number one and a half. That's how they're officially graded, by a number one. Okay, number three, choose your site, sunlight, fertile soil. They're happy when they get all that sun. You put them in dense shade, they're not going to do too well. Soil needs to be slightly acid, which is good for us here. So that's what you need to do. Pick that sun. Preparing the soil and planting. Okay, this takes a little bit of explanation very quickly. Dig your hole. Dig a deep hole. All right, take the soil out and pile it up next to the hole. Okay, then you're going to mix up with that soil. You're going to mix up a little bit of limestone, a little bit of bone meal, a little bit of peat moss, and mix all that up with the sand that you've got. Mix all that up. Then put that back in the hole, forming kind of a mound at the bottom of the planting hole, because your rose roots will fit over that mound. And then when you plant it, be sure you plant it at the level where the bud union, that's where the rose has been grafted into the rootstock. It looks like about as big as a golf ball. Very obvious. Have that a little bit above ground level, and then you're on your way. Number five, watering. Roses need a lot of water almost every day right after you plant them for a week or so. But then you've really got to watch the water on them. If they dry out, you're going to have trouble. And like we said a minute ago, overhead sprinklers are not ideal. Watering them below on the ground is the best way to do it. Hard for some people to do. Fertilizers, they're heavy feeders. You're going to need to fertilize them at least once a month. Do not put any fertilizer in the hole when you plant the rose. That's the wrong thing to do. Mulching is important. Pine straw, cypress mulch, oak leaves, that type of thing. And now we get to pruning, which we've done right now. The purpose of pruning roses is to rid the plant of old wood every year, encouraging the development of strong, healthy stems. Well, number one, remove all the dead wood, cut out all the small, little, thin canes, and leave 4 to 6 of the big, largest, healthier canes on your rose bush. Then you can cut it back a bit. So you got to prune them. This is the time of year to do it. Valentine's Day was our magic date, but you really do need to prune it. So that's eight. I had two more. Pests and diseases. Black spot and mildew are the worst. Mildew is the white, looks like baby powder on top of the leaves. And then black spot is just what it says. The rose leaves will have internally black spots, and you need to treat that with a fungicide. Hmm. Also, you also can get some aphids and spider mites as insects on them, and you can buy products, Jenna, that do both. They help control the fungus, and they help control the insects. And finally, the last thing is pick what varieties you like. I looked at a list that they had. Some of them are really basics, which is a good thing to start with. Peace Rose, soft yellow, edged in pink, is really nice. Double Delight is white. Mr. Lincoln is dark red. Those are your hybrid teas. In your Florabundance and Grandifloras, Queen Elizabeth is a great one to choose. And, of course, your Knockout Roses. The important thing, I think, if you're going to grow roses, and if you're new at this, if you're new at roses, be sure to not overdo it. Go plant three or four, maybe one hybrid tea, maybe two hybrid teas, a Grandiflora and a Florabunda and a Knockout, and see if you like it. Because as I just said, they take some effort.
Yes.
Some spraying, some pruning, some fertilization, some watering. So roses can be a challenge, but they can be so, so rewarding.
I love it.
So I totally agree with the members of the Trustees Garden Club in Savannah, Georgia, that roses, and I also agree with William Shakespeare, that it's a great plant to plant. So those are a few tips.
We love our roses here on the Garden Line. Stick around. We're going to take your calls when we come back.
Whatever your style and comfort needs are for your next car or SUV, let Pete Moore Imports fit you to perfection with a new Volkswagen. For the drivers who need a big SUV, the 2021.5 VW Atlas S is one of the biggest SUVs on the road today with a big discount of over $4,400. On sale from $28,590. For an SUV that's scaled back just a bit, the 2021 Tiguan S offers third row seating with a smooth ride and sale price from $23,990. For the luxury sedan driver, the 2020 Passat SEL is loaded from top to bottom. It's discounted over $6,000 and on sale from $26,499. And VW's most popular ride for drivers that love performance, safety, and economy, the 2021 Jetta S, on sale from $19,490. This month, find your perfect fit with a new Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees with approved credit. See dealer for
details. Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Where I'm from, marijuana is legal. Can I use it in Florida?
Nah, it's illegal here. 20 grams or less is a misdemeanor, and more than 20 grams is a felony.
Well, I have epilepsy. Should I try to get a medical marijuana prescription?
Now that's legal, but talk to your doctor first to see if it's a qualifying condition and if medical marijuana is even right for you.
I will, thanks.
The Crew of Sparta, All Crew Humanitarian Food Drive Challenge for Mana, and the Impact 100 Virtual Membership Drive. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
So much, everybody who's been calling in. And you know what? We have a caller right now on the phone. Welcome to the show, Will from Milton.
What do you say, Will?
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Thanks for hanging on for us. Appreciate you.
It's not cold in Milton this morning, is it, buddy?
Well, actually, I'm from Allentown, and I think it probably got down to about 18 or 19 degrees last night.
Ouch. That's too cold for me.
It's still 24 up here. So.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you can stay home and sit by the fire.
I was, but I've got to get out today. I had some honeydew to take care of. So.
I understand. What's up today?
Well, we put in several flower beds over the last few years and just fallen in love with the drift roses and just wondered what we need to do in terms of pruning them and keeping them blooming good, because they sure put out a lot of blooms.
Right. You know, I think that's kind of similar care to the knockout roses, and it's really funny. Some of the literature you read says they don't need pruning at all. Just let them go. Then other resources will say, yeah, you know, you can prune them back, you know, to the size that you like. It's not like the hybrid teas we talked about where you've got to get all that deadwood out, take them way down, take it down to just three or four different canes. I think you're going to find that you don't really have to worry too much about it. Just kind of prune them to the size that you want them to be and enjoy, because they will bloom their hearts out.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Will. And, hey, you know what? Our friend Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping actually just texted in when Will was talking and said, Drift Rose does amazing here.
Oh, it does. There's no doubt about it. Now, Paul's not on the phone, right?
He's not on the phone, but we're just chatting in text.
Okay, well, let's ask him this. Paul, you see the plant now. So many of landscapers such as yourself, I assume you use this plant. It may be at least 6 to 7 inches in diameter. It looks like a huge lily pad. I had somebody tell me the other day, I said, what exactly is that plant? Well, it wasn't yesterday. It was the last couple of years. And they said, oh, I call that a saddle plant because it looks like a big saddle on a horse. Paul, text us what you think the name of that plant is, maybe the official name, because we had other people asking about that.
We appreciate all the help we can
get.
We
absolutely.
We really do. And, okay, so Catherine also texted in a picture of this gorgeous plant. I'm going to butcher the name. Cyclamen persicum?
Cyclamen. All you have to say is cyclamen.
Okay.
And she you got it.
Okay. So she was wondering, because she received this plant on Sunday, does it grow in Pensacola? She doesn't know much about it. It's got those big, beautiful green leaves with a little bit of hint of that whitish green, too, and then some gorgeous pink fuchsia-colored blooms.
Yeah, a cyclamen will do okay. It's more of a container plant. Matter of fact, it is a container plant. And I think if you put it outside in the, you know, in the spring, you know, obviously keep it out of the freezing weather, out of the cold weather, in a semi-shady area, say in a nice container, I think you'll grow all year long. No, I think it's a beautiful plant.
Awesome.
It really is beautiful. And a lot of people give them as gifts. That's right, like from a florist, that type of thing.
Okay. And, hey, Paul just let us know. They're called leopard plants, and they do great in shade.
Leopard plants.
Leopard plants.
Not a saddle plant.
Something to do with an animal. We were close. Okay.
Paul, thank you very much. We need to log that one in because and ask Paul if you've got one more thing. Paul, ask him how long that he has been aware of that plant and has used it in landscaping, because I think it's – in the whole scheme of things, it's relatively new. I don't mean like last week, but maybe in the last 3 to 4 years. I'm curious about that because I have just seen them in the last year or so. Maybe they've been around, just nobody's used them.
Right, and I saw a few when I was, again, shopping the other day in a nursery. And I didn't take it. I was taking a picture of all of the ones I was trying to take home, you know, hoping, okay, just let me buy one more. But I've noticed them a little bit more, and I love a lot of green with pops of color. So that one is really kind of can become a staple in your landscaping, like you said. So, Paul, thank you so much for helping us. If you have more information, please let us know. We have a few minutes left in the show. Please text us, call us, 437-1620. And let's see. Okay, he said they are just gaining popularity within the last few years.
Exactly. Well, they're great. They're great. I've seen them in landscaping, some very fancy landscapings. And like Paul said, in shady areas, a great shade plant. And we didn't even get to touch it because we also had a call last week about what plants do grow well in the shade. Well, I've got a whole list of them we'll have to hit next week.
Let's hit that. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Stick around.
For over 43 years, Air Design has treated our customers like our neighbors, because that's what you are. And like good neighbors, we're there for you when you need us. Sure, we can't walk your dog or water your plants, but when your heating, cooling, or plumbing breaks down, we can help. We'll do the job right the first time and be honest with you about the cost. We don't work on commission, and after-hours emergency calls are no extra charge.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Howdy, howdy. I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. Join Lacoste Construction Group this morning on Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be discussing what it looks like to begin our design build process, bringing your dream space to life, whether it be a custom home, renovation, or commercial development. That's this morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 on your Tuesday morning. Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Mike, we've had a very productive morning.
We've had a busy morning. We had some interesting questions, some of which we needed help on to answer. And Paul at Blue Sky, thank goodness he's listening. He helped us out with that one. And we got the call about the drift roses because I didn't have that in my list. And my goodness, that's a very popular rose.
And hey, before we get ready to go, somebody texted in and said they think that maybe the leopard plant is also called a tractor seat plant, but it makes sense. It kind of looks like one.
A tractor seat
plant. That is so cute.
Maybe that's where the saddle plant came from. That guy told me that's what they were called, a saddle plant.
You're probably right. And you guys have been wonderful today. We are very appreciative, right? We were talking about everybody who listens in and sends your comments and questions. We sincerely appreciate it. And you're welcome to everybody who keeps saying thank you for answering questions. You are so welcome. Thank you for being interactive with us.
It's so much fun. And I'll be honest with you, I learn something from our callers every week.
I
really do. It's just amazing. We've got some great horticulturists and gardeners in Pensacola. And thank you for listening and helping us. We appreciate it.
Yes.